Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
The Square Ball Podcast.
Welcome to the show. Brought to you with Levi Solicitors. There is a 10% discount on your legal fees at levisolicitors.co.uk/thesquareball. And following on from the cast judgment on Jean-Kevin Augustin, we are delving into another bizarre episode in Leeds United's transfer history. So we're going to hop in the DeLorean now and go back to the summer of 2006. Dan Moylan with you, Michael Normanton and Moscow White. Daniel Chapman here with the TSB guide to the transfers of David Livermore.
Exciting stuff. Who remembers? Who remembers the hot summer of 2006?
Well, who doesn't remember? That's the question. So where were we in 2006? Were we rubbish, weren't we?
We were about to be fucked. We didn't quite realise at this point, did we? Because we got to a playoff final.
Oh, that was exciting.
That was good.
That's when Phil Hay started covering Leeds United, you know.
When it all went wrong. Phil Hay with hair at this point, I believe.
Yeah.
So yeah, we'd ended the season with a disappointing playoff final defeat. But, you know, we'd finished.
So this was the Watford game in Cardiff.
Yeah, but we'd got there, so we can't have been that bad. But the team that we got there with was all pretty old. Gary Kelly and Eric Backer had seen off the last of their Leeds Premier League contracts. Kelly retired, Backer went back to Norway. And then the spine of that team were kind of all a bit old.
Shall I list some of the big hitters for you, Michael? Butler, Gregan, Sullivan, Lewis, Blake.
Some very big boys in there.
All of which were over 30 years old at this point.
And I mean, I was looking at this. In my head, Sean Gregan was about 40 by the point he left us, but he was actually in his early 30s. He just moved like a man of more senior years.
It is a real double whammy when you get a squad that is both ageing and massively out of shape.
Expanding rapidly. And the only young player in that that playoff team was Matt Kilgallen, and we used this summer to sell him. So he was
The only one under 24, is that right?
Yeah, he was 22 at this point. Fraser Richardson was 24. Everyone else was old.
So he was sold to Sheffield United. It was £1.75 million, wasn't it, for him? Which goes to show that the financial problems were there. Just the creep of what was about to happen in 2007. Never mind all that, because we've got an exciting new signing. Who is David Livermore? Where's he come from? Where does he go?
He was good on Champ Manager once.
Right.
I do remember that about him. And he was quite versatile as well, as we were to not discover he could play midfield and also fill in at left back, which he did for Millwall.
Strengths. Versatile.
Versatile.
Once good on a computer game.
Yep.
Right.
Played in the Arsenal youth team too, so pedigree. You can have that as a strength too.
Ah, yeah.
But yeah, he played 300 games for Millwall at the point we signed him, so that's good experience.
Yep.
Good bunch of lads, Millwall.
He's a better age as well, wasn't he? What was he, 25?
He was, 25, 26, I think, when we signed him, which was...
26.
Which was an improvement. So he was one of our younger players.
Also, he'd really spent some time around some good wise heads, literally, in this sense. Dennis Wise in the FA Cup final, no less, in 2003. So he knew what it was like to play on the big stage, the biggest stage.
We still have the quotes from Kevin Blackwell. When he was signed, Arsenal on the official website said he's a very experienced player, will bring a lot to the club, play in the middle or on the left, as he said, and has played in both midfield and at the back. We're always on the lookout for players who can strengthen the squad. David fits into that category. And we were ready to give him an initial two-year contract. That was just before his medical.
2 years, wow. And the reason we were going in for him in the first place is because we'd had people leaving the squad after that playoff final defeat. And again, knowing what we know about the financial problems that were to follow, having someone like Eric Backer off the books probably made sense. He left because his Premier League contract had finished. He went back to Norway to join Brann on a free. We'd also lost Liam Miller as well, who'd been on loan, who went back to Scum before ending up. He was at Sunderland afterwards, wasn't he, with Roy Keane?
Yeah, when Keane got the job there and they had a load of cash, all of a sudden he took him. And then Sean Gregan, we didn't lose Sean Gregan in the summer, but we did shortly afterwards. And maybe that was part of the plan, because they were like, this guy can't go on. look
this
at this
cannot continue.
Look at the size of him. It was a strange, I mean, Sean Gregan's probably another full episode here, isn't he? But yeah, strange player. He was kind of hated and then loved and then hated again pretty quickly. He went, he never quite settled, did he?
No. But what about, I mean, Livermore?
Yeah, speaking of never quite settled, I mean, David Livermore.
I'm not sure I've ever seen David Livermore play.
You won't have done. He played only, because he did play only two games.
Yeah, but what was he brought in to do? Was it was to sit deep in midfield, presumably, and bin off Gregan at this point?
You would think so, yeah. He's a better, more mobile version, I guess, of Sean Gregan was probably going to be the plan. Although Gregan played centre-back sometimes as well, alongside the equally pacey Paul Butler. Which was an interesting sort of setup that we'd go for sometimes. It was well thought of, was Livermore at this point. He'd been Millwall's Player of the Year. And that's
relative, isn't it?
Well, I suppose so, yeah. But he'd been linked with Southampton before. He'd actually been half sold to them previously and had failed a medical there. Didn't put us off. We were
Hell no.
We were straight in for him. But no, Nigel Spackman said at the time, I managed to dig out some quotes. You've said,
so Spackman was the Millwall boss.
Manager at this point. Yeah. He says, at the moment, I'm trying to keep everyone here unless I can find better elsewhere. I've only received an offer for one player and we will look at it, is what he said. So he's saying, if other offers come in, we'll have to look at them. But
serious offers, not joke ones.
Not joke ones.
Yes.
And one of those offers did indeed come from us. Depending on which report you read, we paid somewhere around £500,000, maybe a bit less for him.
Right. Okay.
And it felt like a good deal. Like we were signing a strong championship midfielder who, in an area of the squad where, you know, as we said, we weren't exactly blessed. Well, the squad was not blessed. So he seemed like a good, solid and alternative to just not having anybody, I suppose.
Is it the customary warm body?
It seemed like a good, like an upgrade on the midfielders that we'd had, and the age was right and the price, you know, spending £500,000 on a midfielder felt like, yeah, this is the kind of deal that can move the club forward and hopefully we'll get back into the playoffs, maybe even a little bit better.
He had been linked with us before as well. There'd been talk of this for a while, so when we actually got him, it felt a bit like, oh, we're finally getting
Dan James, come home, son.
We're finally getting someone that Kevin Blackwell really rates as a footballer. Is good.
So we got him. It was that 2-year contract did materialise, which feels a bit paltry now, given how clubs like to spread fees out and things like that. 2 years, July the 21st. Then
yes, this is just we need to probably put some time frames on this because it all happens quite quickly.
I was going to say
his Leeds career.
Never mind weeks, not months. This is a days, not weeks, isn't it?
So yeah, so he said there's been some big changes here at Leeds after they got relegated. A lot of players have come and gone. It takes time to rebuild. I watched the playoff final and Watford did well. Fair play to them. But I've been talking to the lads and it's obvious that it still hurts a lot and they want to put it right this season.
He's talking a great game.
They're a Premiership club playing in the Championship. It probably said something about the facilities at Thorpe Arch too, because that was obviously what everyone had to say.
Stock, I think they used to just like paste that in for them if they didn't say it.
I mean, we'd had eyes for him. He'd evidently had eyes for us as well, because he'd said, I'm not sure why the move didn't come off last year. I think the price Millwall were looking for was too much.
And he nearly went to Southampton, but the medical turned into a disaster, which is, I don't know if that's like, that's quite a strong way of saying that he failed a medical, unless, I don't know.
Blood spraying everywhere.
Yeah, exactly. The hospital burnt down at the time. It's like, I was actually perfectly fit. Just the building collapsed. Have you all seen the Towering Inferno? It was that, but with David Livermore having a medical at Southampton.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free.
or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Well, we got him, and that's good news. July 21st, you know, nice part of pre-season, so he can meet all the lads, get to know the system, play in the friendlies, build up his fitness, get to know the fans as well.
And you've got to say that in pre-season, he impressed and things were going very well.
just the two defeats out of two to lower league opposition.
Yeah, so 78 minutes of a friendly away at Hartlepool, a 2-1 defeat for Leeds. I mean, that's a narrow scoreline. Mm. And Hartlepool, I'm sure they had a strong team at the time. Again, similar, Scunthorpe, only a 2-1 defeat. You played all 90 of that. But you've got to say, this is late July, and to be only losing 2-1 to Hartlepool and Scunthorpe, that represents good preparation.
And we know, it's only pre-season, it doesn't matter, does it? It's
character building too. You learn more in defeat than you do in victory, don't you? And that's an important thing to remember in pre-season.
That's 168 minutes of football.
Friendly football. It doesn't go on any record, does it, essentially? No. I'm actually a bit disappointed because I didn't realise he'd played in the Scunthorpe game. I always thought I'd witnessed his only Leeds performance because I went to that Hartlepool game.
Was he good? Did he stand out?
He did not stand out. Nothing stood out in that game, to be honest. It was one of those where you're like, fine.
Who did you go there with? Did you enjoy it?
Do you know, I went with my girlfriend at the time because she was living up in Newcastle.
You absolute charmer, you.
I know, what a treat for her. I think he might have been we did break up really quite... shortly after that.
Yeah. Not only David Livermore's ended move to Leeds was not the only short-lived.
I've got a treat for you this weekend, darling. What is it?
Got to Hartlepool on the train to watch Leeds lose. David Livermore's debut, though. You can say you were there. I wonder if she remembers. Probably not.
I mean, that's assuming she hasn't blocked you on all social channels by now for that.
She's probably watching this now, cursing you. That guy.
So who played in this amazing fixture, this lucky one-off occasion that Michael took this girlfriend to see?
I'm pretty sure Steve Stone and Jermaine Beckford played.
Well, Steve Stone didn't only play.
Did he score?
He scored our goal, yes. It was a great team. Neil Sullivan, Gary Kelly, Bobby Elliott, which I guess must be different to Robbie Elliott. Eric Backer is still with us at this point, just clinging on. Hayden Fox.
Mm.
Paul Butler. Who probably had eyes on your girlfriend at this point. Steve Stone, Mark Fotheringham, and then David Livermore wearing 11. And then the front two is actually David Healy and Robbie Blake. I mean, you'd think nothing can possibly go wrong.
Wow.
Big name, however, in the Hartlepool United midfield. Come on. You were there.
Mark Tinkler.
There you go. You see, you were there pretending to listen to whatever your beau at the time was saying to you. But really, eyes only for Mark Tinkler.
Right. Kevin Nichols, we need to talk about Kevin because 5 days after David Livermore signed on the 21st of July, 26th, we got Nichols from Luton Town and apparently the guy that we'd wanted in the first place.
Kevin Nichols was well thought of at this point.
Yeah.
There was excitement around signing. Again, Kevin Nichols, an episode of this in himself. But he was really well rated at Luton.
An episode of this would be 20 minutes of me calling him scum.
Which would be fair enough. And then we'll get Angus Kinnear on to fight you about it. But
I'd take him on.
Yeah, it's
probably the one person I've had some chances with.
I suspect it'd be quite a poor quality fight, that. You've got him on reach, though, I reckon. You'd be all right.
A YouTube battle. And he's saying he could take me if I had shorter arms.
He does weightlifting, doesn't he? So
he doesn't weightlifting. We watch his weightlifting. Anybody can watch.
There's a difference. Right, anyway, where were we with
Kevin Nichols.
Nichols?
So we got Kevin Nichols, which is good. Apart from if your name's David Livermore.
Right.
Because it means we can't really afford you anymore and we've not got anywhere to put you in the team. And we might have spent money that we needed back.
What, to keep the bills?
Possibly.
The bills paid, yeah.
At this point, Steve Stone's not cheap to keep and we've already got him. He's already in the door. So
we'd signed him on the 21st of July. By the 2nd of August, he was sold to Hull.
Yep. And
an undisclosed fee. And there were reports as well that we'd either made or lost money, depending on who you believe.
Yeah, I was trying to find a definite answer on this, but it's not entirely clear. It was one of those where maybe it was structured in a way that we could have made more or whatever. But the club tried pretty much to just sweep this under the carpet. The statement read, at the time of signing David, Kevin Nichols and another potential midfield target weren't available to us. We then managed to acquire Kevin Nichols and things have now opened up on another target. The situation with David is that with everyone fit, he's unlikely to play. He's an honest professional, and when the opportunity came up for him to talk to Hull, we gave him that choice. We wish David all the very best for the future.
Oh, it's like getting a puppy from the shelter and then taking him back.
Getting a nicer one. Yeah. Well, yeah, it's like getting a puppy from a shelter and then buying one from a pedigree breeder and kicking it back to the curb. We were quite...
Do you kick puppies?
Only if I don't want them. We were quite consistent along the line. So David Livermore has talked about this. This was, although it was only a couple of years after when he was talking about this, when he'd moved to the Seagulls, he went to Brighton and they were asking him and he said, the explanation Kevin Blackwell gave me, and can you imagine this conversation, Kevin Blackwell calling you aside after training and going, actually, I would have got something to tell you. The explanation Kevin Blackwell gave me was that I was third on his list of players he wanted.
Oh, thanks.
And number one and number two weren't available, so he signed me. His first two choices then became available and he wanted to pursue them. He basically said that I had an offer from Hull and he wanted to bring the other two players in. As soon as I heard that, I thought it was best to talk to Hull. And in the end, it was the right decision because Leeds, well, I mean, spoiler alert, were relegated and we stayed up. I had signed a 3-year contract at Leeds, he says. People talk about the loyalty of players, but it works both ways.
I mean, the other player that we were targeting and thought we were unable to get, presumably looking at the transfers, was Ian Westlake, who was another roaring success that season.
Ian Westlake famously, as I might have said before, was on Grandstand back when that was on Saturday lunchtimes. And he once featured on there as being a dead good swimmer.
I do remember that.
Yeah.
I think he spent a lot of time in the pool at Leeds as well with his injuries being as they were.
I mean, as you said, Michael, Kevin Nichols is an episode in itself, isn't it?
Yeah.
But basically he came in, got injured in his first training session and then kept getting injured after that.
Played a bit, got sent off, wanted to go back to Luton.
Didn't sell.
Well, it's the short version.
In between times, Dennis Wise took over as manager and decided he made a big show and about the fact that this is the captain, this is the guy I want. And then 3 weeks later, he was like, I want to go back to Luton, I don't like it here.
And strangely enough, if Livermore had stayed, he might have been all right under Wise because he knew him from Millwall and he might have thought, oh, this is someone I'm kind of happy to work with. But at that point, he'd...
too late, wasn't it?
It was too late. Because we might have gone a bit early on sacking Blackwell that season. I'm not sure, because Wise had loads of times to change it and we never improved.
Well, the other thing... Well, that's the... kind of the punchline to all of this with the pre-season friendlies and the transfers, buying Livermore, selling Livermore, bringing in our first two choices and then everything that was going on, was that there was a pre-season meeting between Kevin Blackwell, his coaching staff, Ken Bates, and I think Mrs. Ken Bates was there as well, the chairman, and his handler, at which Blackwell and his coaches were all asked how Leeds will do this season. And they all went, we think it's going to be a disaster and we're probably going to get relegated. And Bates blew his top and didn't want to hear this. And they couldn't believe that there was so much negativity from the coaching staff. And guess what happened? So the one thing Kevin Blackwell did call was that we were going down with this squad.
Well,
even with Kevin Nichols, he still didn't rate our chances.
Brilliant. Well, Nichols did only make 15 appearances for us.
How many? And well, 15 more than David Livermore.
Got sent off. Well, yeah, got sent off once as well. We did end up getting relegated at the expense of Hull. Well, we were the ones who paid the expense, weren't we? They stayed up and 13 points ahead of us when you factor in the 10 points that got deducted for us going into administration.
But we did that dodgy last day entering admin
so
thing.
It was actually 3 points and they got bloody promoted the season after, which is annoying.
Although, and again, Livermore was again screwed over a little bit in that season because they didn't, it would reach one of those points where if he played any more games, they had to give him a new deal and they'd sort of froze him out. And then to punish him, they sent him to be with Sean Gregan at Oldham. Oh. And then later in his career, in a bizarre twist, he then ended up playing at Luton alongside Kevin Nichols.
Well, there you go.
In the years that followed.
It was meant to be.
Speaking of Nichols, that was a weird thing. So he was missing Luton, but we ended up selling him to Preston before he ended up going back to Luton, which was, again, we'll have to do a separate episode on that.
I guess it was the amount of money that Luton had or didn't have at that time that we just had to get him somewhere else.
And there's one more final twist in the tale. He finished his career at Histon. Do you remember Histon?
Great bunch of lads.
Yeah, who knocked us out of the FA Cup. So there you go.
He wasn't playing in that game, though, to be clear.
Thank God.
It was a couple of years afterwards.
I don't think we could have stood the awful, awful, dreadful irony, of which there are many that surround Leeds. Well, that is the TSB guide to the transfers, plural, of David Livermore. We'll speak to you soon.
The Square Ball Podcast.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.